the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God, amen. Today is the seventh day of the blessed month of Nisra. May God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. All our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, God sent his honorable angel Gabriel to announce Saint Joachim of the birth of the Virgin, the Theotokos, Saint Mary. This righteous man and his wife, Hannah, were from the tribe of Judah, from the house of David. They were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless and in his law. They meditated day and night. Saint Hannah was barren for 31 years, praying and entreating God, along with her husband, to grant them an offspring. They vowed to God if he granted them an offspring, they would vow him or her to the Lord as Samuel the prophet. The Lord answered their petition and sent his honorable angel Gabriel, who announced the righteous Joachim, saying, "The Lord will grant you an offspring through whom would be the salvation of the world." He told his wife with what he saw and heard. She thanked the God and rejoiced. She conceived and brought forth the pure virgin, Saint Mary. As we know that after the Lord granted Saint Mary the Mother of God, they called her Mary, and they fulfilled their vow to the Lord and presented Saint Mary at the age of 3 years to the temple. Then the Lord granted them another daughter, and they called her also Mary, exactly like the name of the Mother of God, Saint Mary. And this Mary, when she grew, she married Cleopas, or Halpha, and she begot from him 4 children. And these 4 children were known as the brothers of our Lord Jesus Christ. This confused some of our brothers, thinking that they were the biological brothers of the Lord from the first Mary. But no, they were their cousin, the cousin of the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was born of the Virgin and the Virgin still forever Virgin. May her blessing, may the blessing of their prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 193 of Martyrs, 477 Anno Domini, Pope Timothy II, who is the 26th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. This Holy Father was born in the city of Alexandria and became a monk in one of the monasteries of El Kalamun Mount. He was an knowledgeable and honorable man. After the departure of Pope Dioscorus I, the bishops, priests, and lay leaders unanimously agreed to choose him for the patriarchate. He was consecrated on the third day of Baba, year 172 of Martyrs, 455 Anno Domini. This pope suffered many hardships for the sake of preserving the Orthodox faith. Emperor Leo I banished him to the island of Gagra, or Gangra, in France at that time, or now is France, where he was exiled for 7 years until Emperor Leo II brought him back to his throne with great honor. He spent the rest of his days in confirming the faithful in the Orthodox faith. He departed in peace after he spent 21 years and 10 months on the apostolic throne of St. Mark. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also, with the departure of San Pacentius, lo Pacenteus, اللي بينه بنقول بيسنتي, أمبا بيسنتي, أو أبونا بيسنتي, comes from Pacentius. Pacentius the Hermit. This saint was born in the city of Harmant to pagan parents. His parents brought him to the pagan temple while he was a child. The priests of the idols cried out, saying, "Do not come close with your child, for he is an enemy of the gods." They expelled the child out with his parents. When St. Pacentius grew, he learned the carpentry trade. Pacentius was attracted to the Christian faith. He went to the church and accepted the holy baptism and studied the church subjects. After a while, he felt his desire to tranquility and he practiced the ascetic life at home. He went to a mount nearby and dwelt at a holy father called Soras and became his disciple. On the mount, an angel appeared to him in the form of a man and commanded him to go down to serve and bring back the lost people who worship the idols to be saved. The saint went down as commanded by the angel and built for himself a dwelling nearby the city, where he went on with his spiritual life. He prayed intensely, entreating God for the salvation of the people of the city. Shortly after, he built a small church, and 350 brothers gathered around him, and the place became a center for spiritual enlightenment. Many of the pagans came to him and to hear his words, and many of them accepted Christianity until almost all the city of Armand became Christians. God had granted St. Pacentius the gift of healing the sick, and multitudes came to him seeking healing. As he cared for their physical healing, he also cared for their spiritual salvation. After he completed his good endeavor, departed in peace. His body is still buried in the monastery of the saints of El Tod, east of Armand. May the blessing of his and of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Auxias.
Sabi